I want us all to stand. If you're physically able, I want you to stand up. Hallelujah. If you're physically able, please stand. Pastor Mike asked me to share just a few minutes. I know what it's like to be a pastor. I was one for 24 years. And I know what it's like to be in services like this and to be up front, feeling the Spirit of God, looking out at the people and wondering, why don't they respond? I just want to remind us, it's not you and them, it's us. You can feel that, you know, when I'm back there and I'm feeling the Spirit of God and I'm thinking, okay, I'm in somebody else's church, so I don't want to step up and, you know, do whatever. But, you know, God has a way of getting your attention. He really does. I think two people came back. I think you was one. I want to pray for you after church. I feel like God has a word for you. Cool. All right. Pray for me. You know, and I'm just sensing the Lord and feeling the Lord. Just kind of caught up in my own little world with Him and me. And that's the way it really should be. It's just you and the Lord. It's not you and the Lord plus everybody else in this room. It's you and the Lord. We're just, you know, God's big enough to individually touch you and touch you and touch you and touch you. Speak to you individually, but corporately, if that makes sense. You and I are in the presence of the Lord. You and I are here by divine appointment. Pastor Mike talked to me the other day and said, I think it was Friday, I just got done seeing a hospice patient and loves the Lord, didn't have very long to live, had his Bible out on his table, you know, and I thought, well, that's cool. Did my hospice thing, and it can be just a thing, not a thing, if you know what I'm saying. Pastor Mike called, left me a message, I called him back, said, bro, I just feel like maybe you have a word for us. Oh, thank you, Pastor Mike, that's great, thank you. You know, you just put that on the shelf. Yesterday, really, really sick. Did not feel well. Still don't feel too well today. And I told my wife this morning, I think I'm just going to stay home today, you know, and just kind of nurse my sickness. And as I'm laying in bed, I'm thinking, why am I here? I need to go. Unless I'm dead, honestly, unless I'm dying physically, I will be in church. Just because I want to be in the presence of the Lord. And I want you to do something this morning. I want you to forget whoever's around you. And I want you to forget how many times they've called you up to the front. Because it's not about, and please excuse me when I say this, it's not about coming to the front. It's about you and Jesus. Now, if you feel comfortable coming to the front, I invite you to come to the front. You say, well, that's not my thing. Well, you know, it isn't about your thing. It's not about my thing. It's about His thing. The only difference between us and them is Him. That's it. And sometimes, as I am so sorry, I keep Stephen sad. The woman with the issue of blood. Do you know you can be around Jesus and never touch Jesus? There was an entire crowd around Jesus that day. I mean, Stephen, can you come here just a second? Is it okay, Pastor Mike, if I just take my liberty? Tyson, would you come just a second? Jay, would you come? I'm Jesus, okay? Not really, but I'm Jesus today. And these guys are crowding in on me. I mean, they're all touching me. But why aren't they receiving anything? Because Jesus is great. I mean, he's awesome. I just want to be in his presence. I want to be a part of the crowd that Jesus, I mean, when Jesus is around, I mean, that's the hip thing to do. I'm going to date myself. That's a cool thing to do, to hang out with Jesus, right? But then we have a woman who has a need, not just to hang with Jesus, but to touch Jesus. Not just to touch him, to get a bump. There's a lot of people, Pastor Mike, that bump into Jesus. They come to church and they're going to feel Jesus. The problem with feeling Jesus in church is that you think you've touched Jesus. And you haven't touched him. He's touched you. He's come up and just kind of whispered in your ear. He's touched you, but you haven't touched him. See, when you're desperate enough for Jesus, that's when Jesus looks at you with a longing heart and say, will you allow me to touch you? Will you come touch me? I love my wife, and I long to be with my wife, but there's a difference between wanting to be with her and being with her. See, when we're desperate for, and this is not a, please don't misunderstand, this is not a cry for you to come up front so, you know, I can feel like, well, I've done something today. Isn't that awesome? No, this is just simply a clarification of where we are with Jesus. When I'm desperate for him, here, guys, just would you step up front for a second? We're just kind of hanging. Would you come? We're just kind of hanging. We're just kind of chilling with Jesus, right? Just hanging out with him. But this woman is so desperate. I don't think she said, hey, guys, I need to get to Jesus. I think she literally crawled on her hands and knees because her situation was so desperate. She looked kind of foolish. Can you imagine? Everybody hanging with Jesus and you see this woman on her knees, hands and knees, crawling to the Lord. And I don't think she was polite. Pardon me, can I get to the Lord? No, I think she was so desperate, she was pushing them out of the way. And she finally saw, she didn't even see his face. She saw the hem of his garment. And she said to herself, if I can just get close enough just to touch his garment, I know. She was confident that she would be made whole. And so the Bible says, as she's pushing through the crowd, and this guy is saying, hey, gee, let's just kind of hang together today. Why don't you come to my house? And Jesus is looking at him like, dude, I love you so much, but you have no clue what you're doing. You ever feel like that? And this guy said, no, Jesus, how about coming to my house? Because we're having the football game today, and tonight we're having this chili feed. It's going to be awesome. But you know what? Jesus knew that there was a woman. And he could have said, guys, excuse me, but there's a woman here, and I just really need to minister to her. He didn't do that. But you know what he did? He waited with the crowd. He waited with the church. He waited with Christian people who knew that they were hanging with Jesus, and it was the cool thing to do. But you know what he was doing? He was waiting because he knew there was a woman desperate enough that wanted him so badly. So he was just waiting. And the woman came up and touched his garment. And all of a sudden, the Bible says that Jesus felt virtue flow out of him and into her. The moment she felt the virtue, she got up and she walked, she ran away. And Jesus, I'm loving this, Jesus said, who touched me? Don't you like the disciples? They're just like us. Lord, what do you mean who touched? Look at the crowd. They're all touching you. He said, no. Somebody touched me. Somebody who was so desperate, they needed something in their life. They touched me. I love hanging with you, and I love hanging with you. And we'll do the football game maybe next Sunday, and we're going to do the chili feed tonight. But somebody was so desperate that they got on their hands and knees. They crawled to me because the crowd, the church is around Jesus, and they're bumping him, but they're not touching him. The Bible says that the woman, when Jesus said, "Who?" The Bible says that she came trembling. I don't think she was afraid of Jesus. She came trembling. I don't know, maybe the power of God was all through her. She came trembling and she said, "Lord, it was me." He said, "Daughter, go your way, for your faith has made you whole." How come his faith didn't make him whole? How come they all believed in Jesus? There's a difference between believing in Jesus and being desperate for Jesus. I'm not here to crowd you up here and say, "Hey, we're all now desperate for Jesus," because you know exactly, I know exactly where I'm at with the Lord. Somebody said today about barriers. I've had some barriers up. I know how to worship. I know how to speak in tongues. I do. I know when to raise my hands. I know when to put them down. I know when to say, "Amen, preach on, brother," because that's the thing we do in church, right? But when you become so desperate for the Lord, it doesn't matter if you say amen or men a. It doesn't matter if you raise one hand or both hands or no hands. Only you and I both, only you know who and how desperate you are for the Lord. So I want us to do one thing. I want us to close our eyes just for a moment. And I know, as a, you know, you can get distracted. Little kids kind of run around and adults kind of laughing and joking. That's okay. It's cool. But how desperate are we for him? How desperate are we at this moment in our life? I've been saved 32 years. But you know what amazes me, what makes me feel so bad sometimes? Is a person who's been saved 6 months. And I said, "Lord, I wish and I long for that desire again." Jesus wants to touch us today. So do this. Take your right hand, just lift it before the Lord. "Well, that's not my thing." It doesn't matter. It's not about us, it's about him, right? And I want you to picture yourself like the woman with the issue of blood. And what thing is keeping you from touching Jesus? Who is it that's keeping you from touching Jesus? What is it that's keeping you from touching Jesus? You're looking right now, you're looking at Jesus, you can kind of see Jesus, and I'm not trying to get an imagery thing going, but let's say we kind of know what Jesus looks like because we've seen pictures, so that we're going to use that image today. And I see Jesus, and I see this church, I see this group of people around him, and they're all wanting his attention, they're all bumping into him, but you can bump into Jesus and never receive from Jesus. Now see yourself as this woman. And guys, if you want to see yourself as a guy, that's cool. But there's something, and you've tried everything. You've said the right prayers. You've paid the right amount of money. You've gone to church a long time. But nothing is working. Nothing is helping you. But today, you don't even see the face. All you see is a bunch of people, and you're on your hands and knees, and you're seeing the feet of Jesus. You don't even need to see his face. Just see his feet. And just above his feet is this hem, this garment. And you recognize that garment because you've seen it so many times every day. You've seen that garment is walking by you. And you say, "Today is going to be the day. Today is it. This is the day that I'm going to be touched by the Lord." You see, Jesus isn't going to touch you until you humble yourself before the Lord. The Bible says, "Whoever humbled himself under the mighty hand of the Lord, that God will exalt him or her." When you humble yourself before the Lord, and that word humble simply means when you get down to a place where you know he is God and you are not. And you are so desperate, you've tried everything. And you're not going to let anyone or anything stand between you and him. Even if you've got to get on your hands and knees, you're going to crawl, and you're going to. And the moment you touch his garment, you've got to be confident that if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I am confident. I'm not, I might or maybe, if Jesus really loves me, he will. Can I tell you something? Jesus already loves you. In fact, when you're saved, he doesn't love you more. He's loved you all he can. Everything that is inside of him says, I love you with an everlasting love. Now the turn is yours and mine. I am so desperate for the Lord that I will get on my hands and I will get on my knees if I have to. And I will crawl to the Lord. And I would say, Father, I am sorry. I am so sorry, God. Lord, I am so sorry, God, that I've let all these things stand between me and you. But Lord, I don't even deserve to look at your face, but God, I see your feet. Lord, I've positioned myself that I see the feet of Jesus. And Lord, if I have to crawl over whatever to get to you, Lord, I will. Because I know that if I can touch just the hem of your garment, Lord, that I, Dan Rogers, will be made whole again. Father, I am reaching out for you today. Jesus, I need you to touch me today. Lord, I need you to restore me today, God. Father, I need you to work that work one more time in my heart and in my spirit. God, I don't want to be religious. I don't want to be a part of the church crowd that just bumps into you. But Father, I want to be that man, God, that touches your garments. Oh, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me, Lord, of being self-sufficient and relying on me and not on you, Father. With your hands lifted toward heaven, I want you to be desperate for the Lord today. I want you to say, God, touch me like you touched that woman. Father, touch my heart and touch my mind. God, cleanse me one more time with the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, it's not about how good I am, how much my good outweighs my bad. Father, it does not matter how good I've been or how bad I've been. Father, it just means, God, that I think that I can work my way to heaven. But God, it's only by the precious blood of Jesus that I'm made whole. God, I've spent all that I have. And God, I have spent everything that I am. And God, I'm no better than I was then. But God, I'm desperate for you this morning. Touch my life. Touch my heart. Make me whole again. Make me whole one more time, Father. I bless the name of the Lord. I glorify the name of Jesus. I magnify his name. Can we just shout out to the Lord today that I am desperate for you with your heart and your hands lifted high. Just lift your hands toward heaven one more time. And I want you to cry out with a desperate cry, Lord, I am desperate for you. Lord, I am desperate for you, Father. Jesus, I need you today, oh God. Father, I need a touch from heaven. I need a touch from you, Lord. God, I've wasted everything, God, on all these other things. But God, I'm no better off, God. In fact, God, I'm worse than my disease of sin. God, is a terminal disease, but God, I know that if I can touch just the hem of your garment. And Jesus is saying today, son, daughter, don't touch the hem of my garment. Come into my presence. Come into my presence. You are welcomed, my son. You are welcomed, my daughter. Lift your head high. Hold your head high. For are not you a child of the living God? Have I not saved you and redeemed you by my own precious blood, says the Lord? Have I not died for you, and yet I've risen again, says the Lord? And yea, have I not set myself at the right hand of my Father? And yea, do I not make intercession for you, son, daughter? I welcome you with open arms into my throne room, says the Lord. And yea, as you come into my throne room, you're not a stranger, but you're known by name, says the Lord. And yea, when you call out unto me, says the Lord, I know you by name, and I've welcomed you into my presence. Why do you act like a stranger? Why do you act like I do not love you, says the Lord? Why do you think that you have to be good to come into my presence? For yea, the Lord would say, your goodness is as filthy rags. Your righteousness as a soiled cloth, says the Lord. But yea, I have cleansed thee, and I have given thee new life and new vitality, says the Lord. Yea, why would you walk the way you've walked all those years, says the Lord? Yea, are you not a new creature in Christ? Are you not a new creation, says the Lord? Have I not dealt fairly with you, says the Lord? Have I not cleansed thee and given thee a new life? Yea, why would you walk any more the way you've walked, says the Lord? You no longer are a woman with an issue of blood, for yea, have I not cleansed thee? And hey, yea, have I not given thee new life, says the Lord? I invite you now into my presence. Come boldly, says the Lord. Make your request known to me, says God. For yea, I've redeemed thee and given thee a name that only you and I know, says the Lord. I know you by name. Every hair in your head is numbered, says the Lord. And you're not here by accident. You're not here because you thought it was a good idea, but the Lord would say you're here by divine appointment. You're here because I've drawn thee into my presence, says the Lord. Come receive of me. Come drink your fill, says the Lord. Do not leave empty-handed, for that is not my will for you. Do not leave still feeling desperate, for yea, your desperation ends here in my glory and in my presence. Yea, I desire to fill thee up. I desire to fill thee up. Yea, I desire to fill thee up, says the Lord. Come into my presence. Know my spirit, says the Lord. Know who I am. Not know about me, says the Lord, but know me, says the Lord. For yea, I know you. I see you, says the Lord. Now come into my presence and know me. There's so much I want to share with you, so much I want to tell you, says the Lord. And this moment forward, I'm bringing down the barriers between me and thee and me, says the Lord. Don't hold back. Come into my presence and receive all that I am, that you might become all that I've destined you to become, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Let this time with you, Lord, be effective, Lord. Don't let it just be a response that we make to some plea from the front. God, I pray that our hearts would truly be, Lord, changing now. God, we just ask for you to do above and beyond, God, what you have even done before in our lives. We ask that you just take us to a new level in you. God, that you remove those barriers, God, that have kept us, Lord, from truly being, doing, saying who you've called us to be, what you've called us to say. Lord, we just surrender our hearts to you. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you're speaking in this day, Lord, that you are alive and well. And Lord, that you are taking us out of our comfort zones and placing us in positions, God, where you shine through us. I ask that you be with every single person today, God. Lord, as we leave, God, let us not just let this fall off just like water off our backs, God. Let this presence, let this word, let this moment remain with us, God, that we can take it, Lord, and grow from it, God, and become doers of this word. Activate this word in us, Lord, of spending time with you, of knowing you, God, of entering into your presence, Lord. You are available, God. Help us to realize that you're there any moment of any day. All we have to do is call on you. We praise your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Lord. Let your will be done in our lives. Let your kingdom come on this earth, God, as it is in heaven. And all God's people said, amen. Well, praise the Lord. Again, not a normal service, but I love it when God is God. So I want to let you guys know that tonight, 5 o'clock, we have a chili cook-off downstairs. If you've signed up for your chili to be in the judging, 4:45 needs to be downstairs. And those of you who have signed up for food, please bring it. And we look forward to having a great time. Greet someone. God bless you all.